This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Final decisions are now in from the Corn Congress last week at the Commodity Classic, and Iowa Corn Growers Association President Mark Mueller says several policy discussions wrapped up with clear direction, while others were sent back for further work. One issue that surfaced at the close of the meeting involves fertilizer input tariffs and a tight timeline for response. We'll explain what that means for corn growers next.
Your local radio station keeps you connected to your community. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network provides ag-focused programming to keep your farm business running strong. Together, we bring you the latest markets, weather updates, and policy news. Whether we're in the field or in meeting halls, our team is always out and about gathering the news that's important to you. Powered by Iowa Agriculture, trusted by Iowa farmers. This message from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.
Following the completion of the National Corn Growers Association Corn Congress on Friday, Iowa Corn Growers Association President Mark Mueller said growers were alerted to a short window to submit comments to the U.S. Trade Representative regarding fertilizer inputs, and the National Corn Growers and State Associations would be moving quickly.
Well, we received some concerning news about tariff reviews. We have until March 2nd, which is next Monday, to issue comments to the U.S. Trade Representative on fertilizer input tariffs. This we just learned about 5 minutes ago, and it does seem like the fertilizer industry is trying to get something slid in there real fast and giving us very short notice on to respond to that. So National Corn Growers Association and all the various state organizations, their staffs have been alerted to this. I'm pretty sure this is what they're going to be working on nonstop until Monday to allow us to get comments in.
Those comments, again, have to be received by the end of the day today. Delegates also revisited how the organization approaches trade policy language moving forward.
We've decided to remove tariffs and replace the word tariffs with all available tools when we have policy discussions with the government. The thinking there was if we use the word tariffs, we're kind of like locking ourselves into tariffs and eliminating some other possibilities.
Mueller says that adjustment gives corn growers more flexibility in discussions with federal policymakers. Another proposal that's advanced in the week was ultimately set back for additional review.
As far as some of the issues discussed today, we did review the countervailing duties policy that went through a few days ago, and we decided with further discussion to move that back to the panel. Countervailing duties is something that is a very complicated issue. We decided to refer it back to the committee for further study before we actually came out with a hard and fast policy on it.
Again, Mueller said that this was agreed on by many members that more study was needed before adopting filing policies. One measure that did move forward focused on modernizing federal crop reporting data.
See, the NAS accuracy modernization, because nobody's happy with the numbers NAS comes out and nobody believes them half the time, but yet they sway the markets by a huge amount. Just think about what happened in January when they found, a million more acres than anybody suspected. So we want to have legislation that will force NAS to bring their number, their accounting system back up from the 70s. We have satellite imagery now that we didn't have back then. We have drones. We have things that can count how many plants are in an acre. Let's take advantage of that technology instead of just relying on farmer surveys that are oftentimes not anywhere in the ballpark even.
Mueller adds that Iowa Corn will now continue working with national leadership as those policies move ahead at the federal level. That's Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.